the big khatam is it on the stones. But until we reach the salawat, that's the first part. Second part is the silent zikr of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his beautiful names and attributes. Sayyidina Shahan Naqshband used to sit with his followers in silent zikr and reciting on stones. Like that. And Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those who are doing Khatmul Khajakan, means the khatm that we are doing, means the recitation of what we do usually every Thursday or every Friday. In the time of Grand Sheikh, it was every Friday before Maghrib time by 2 hours after Asr. And Mawlana Sheikh Nazir, now he moved it to Thursday evening. They know better. He said that the importance of Khatmul Khajakan is so high that the rewards cannot be counted. He said, as every week you change your clothes, might be people change every day their clothes. He said also every week we have to clean ourselves, make a cleansing to ourselves, spiritual cleaning. And that spiritual cleaning every week is necessary to clean ourselves, purify ourselves as if we are newly born. It has to be through Khatmul Khajakan. That's why Awliya Allah, they never left Khatmul Khajakan. Except when they are traveling, they never left it not to do it. Every Friday or every Thursday, they were doing it with their followers. If there was a follower who cannot come, he used to do it by himself at home. There is permission that will be given and granted from the Sheikh for that person, that he can do it at home. Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, said the only excuse that Awliya Allah can give for someone to do it at home is that you will ask him if he will be given 2 golden coins to do something at that night, because to give an excuse for someone, he has to be sick or he has to have a visitor at home or to be traveling. If you say to that one who has these 3 excuses, one of them, if I give you 2 golden coins, can you go and do for me this work? If he say, oh, I am sick, I cannot, or if he say, I have visitors, I cannot, or he say, I'm traveling, I cannot, that person can be excused. If that person is sick and says, I can come and do it for you, but give me 2 golden coins, then he is obliged to come for Khatmul Khajakan. Means he has no excuse. His excuse is invalid. If he has a stranger at home and he say, I can come and I leave my guest at home, if he has guests at home, he say, I can leave them at home and I come for 2-3 hours to do for you in exchange of 2 golden coins, at that time that Murid has no permission, he's not excused from coming to attend Khatm al-Khajaka. Similarly, in traveling. Because it is so important, because it has been talqeen, it has been put on the tongue of Prophet and Prophet to Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Wujduwani in the cave when Prophet was migrating from Mecca to Medina through spiritual appearances and manifestations. And that's why anyone who is attending a Khatm al-Khajakan of the Naqshbandi order, Grand Sheikh said, must be he was manifested or appeared in the cave in the presence of Prophet when they was migrating from Mecca to Medina. But people say we don't care. We care what our Shaykh says. And the importance of Khatm al-Khajakan, Grand Sheikh said, is that we have in Khatm al-Khajakan 108 stones, the big Khatm, that we recite. I wanted to do it yesterday. I asked to get the stones, but he didn't find them. I have one stone of, I had three, but I lost two. I don't know where they gone. I have still one stone of Sayyidina Sheikh Sharafuddin, stones that he used to recite on them Khatm al-Khajakan. And these stones were being passed from one sheikh to another sheikh from time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. That's one, I still have it. Although the main one that they were passed, they were a set that was passed from wali to wali and it gone to Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam. There is one that they used to keep in general with the people. I have one stone of that. The other one was gone to Mahdi alayhi salam. Inshallah, I will show it to you. So Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, that Khatm al-Khajakan, we count on 108 stones. He said that the hadith of Prophet ﷺ that everyone goes to Medina to Al-Munawwara must go after visiting Prophet ﷺ, must go and visit Jabal Uhud to look at the mountain of Uhud. He said that there are five kutubs. Kutub, Kutub al-Aqtab, Kutub al-Bilal, Kutub al-Mutasarrif, Kutub al-Irshad. There are five kutubs. Looking on the face of kutub is so important in your life at least one time. It will purify you and present you to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clean. Looking at the face of the kutub gets you immediately clean. And someone looks at the face of kutub, that kutub will carry the responsibility to make that person to look at the face of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of us, we ask and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet us with a kutub that we can look at his face. And alhamdulillah, Allah made us to meet with the, not kutub, with the Ghaus, which is of that time Sultan al-Awliya, Sayyidi Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani. So he said, looking at the face of kutub is more precious than the whole world, and people will be rewarded for looking at his face. He said, if the whole mountains of this dunya means the way, if you put the weight of this whole earth, which is round, which we know, on one side of the balance, and put one time looking at the face of a Qutb on the other side, that side is heavier. You're looking at the face of Qutb is heavier. What you look, you think to look at the face of Qutb al-Aqdam, Qutb al-Irshad, Qutb al-Mutasarrif, the different Qutb al-Bilad, five of them, when you look at one after one, and then the top of the one al-Ghaus, that is explaining about Qutb. He didn't explain about Ghaus. That's beyond our minds. He said, if we weigh the whole dunya on one side, and we weigh the what Allah reward for you to look at the face of Qutb, to look at the face of Qutb is heavier. So what you think to look at the face of the other Qutbs, what you think about looking at the face of the Ghaus, Sultan al-Awliya, what you think about looking at the face of Sayyidina Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam, is completely no way to describe. If you take the whole world and the mountains of whole world on one side of this scale, and take mountain of Uhud on the other side, mountain of Uhud is heavier than the whole earth. It is the mountain that saved, that covered Sayyidina Muhammad. Is the mountain that said to Prophet, I will turn into gold for you. Is the mountain that was speaking. The mountain from heaven. Anyone goes to Medina must go to Uhud to sit and look at the mountain. Because looking at the mountain of Uhud, Grand Sheikh said that is better 40 times more than to looking at the face of a Qutb. To look at the mountain, only one glance in Medina between, if you are going from the gate of Bab al-Salam and Bab Jibril going out, and you have on the right side, you have Jannat al-Baqi. If you look from that position, you can see mountain of Uhud. That looking only in Anaf, that glance is better than to look at the face of a Qutb 40 times. To show how much that mountain is so important, Jabal Uhud. But he didn't say about Ghaus, looking at the face of the Ghaus. He said about the face of Qutb. And he said that the stones that we count on them, 108, every stone that you put in your hand is heavier than mountain of Uhud. You will be rewarded when that stone goes into your hand, more, and it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Prophet and to Awliya Allah are heavier than the mountain of Uhud. And we said that mountain, to look at the face of a Qutb is better than is more heavier and be rewarded more than the whole dunya. To look at Uhud is better than 40 Qutbs, and it's heavier than the mountains of the whole world. And to look at the mountain of Uhud, one glance is better than to look at 40 times to the face of Qutb. To look at that stone that it is between your hand that you are passing through in Khatmul Khajakan is more heavier and more better than to look at mountain of Uhud. That tajalli means not the stone is that heavier, but the tajalli that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in the moment when you are doing Khatmul Khajakan, because it is sent by heavens. Allah taught it to Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani through Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the cave of Ghar al-Thawr when they were migrating from Mecca to Medina. That tajalli is covering, coming with it, manifesting itself with it. That's why it's making it very important. He said, on every stone we are counting, we will be rewarded as if more heavier than the mountain of Uhud, and better than to look 40 times than to look at mountain of Uhud is looking at that stone. And he said, not only that, Allah with his mercy and Prophet with his shafa'ah and awliya with their guidance, requesting, Sultan al-Awliya requested that not every stone, not that stone only, that because sometimes you have one stone with too many people, sometimes you have three stones, too many. He said, no, on the number of the stones, 108 stones, if you are sitting in that association, and even there is more than 108 people, even you don't have a stone in your hand, Allah will be rewarding as if you had 108 stones in your hand. Yani, as if you have, you are 108 times more heavier than mountain of Uhud, which is more heavier than the whole earth, which is looking at the mountain of Uhud one time, one glance, better than looking at the face of Qutb 40 times. So if you look, if you will be granted 108 times a glance on these stones, but it is not a glance, you have them in your hand. So you are going to be rewarded more and cannot be counted. That's why awliyaullah, what they have of secrets in their hearts are not being described, because there is no heart for people to listen to such suhbah. Who is going to listen and understand? Those kind of knowledges are hidden, closed, not hidden. Awliyaullah, they like to give them, but there is no people can contain these knowledges, and that's why they might say, oh, from where you got it? I'm not getting it from reading it. Maulana is giving it from the heart, from his heart. He's taking it from the heart of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he is giving it. As we said, that it is said that Sayyidina Ali alayhi salam, what we have explained yesterday, when he took the Khilafah and people gave him initiation that he is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he went to the mosque of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, putting the Amama of Prophet. Who can put the Amama of Prophet? The Amama of Prophet, when you put it on your on that person's head, means that one is Khalifa, is representing Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wearing his jubba and putting his shoes, wearing his shoes, carrying his sword, and he said, "O human being, O people, ask me before you lose me." What to ask him before we lose him? Means ask me as long as I'm available among you. If I go from among you, you will never get that knowledge. What knowledge? Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyum baba. I am city of knowledge and Ali is the door. Means you are going to get a knowledge that you never heard it before. That Prophet dressed it with me, trusted me on it with it. It's not knowledge only of hadith. I'm going to give you something that you never heard. And that's why he said the whole Quran and the whole hadith are on one point. the focal point of the whole Quran and Hadith is one. It's like center of gravity. It's like density. Someone asked about your center of gravity. How I can achieve the center of gravity? As we, after we explained yesterday, or density. The density is as much as it is heavy, you sink. As much as the density is light, you float. The density of food is so light. It's how much? One. So it's floating. But I said, look at these big vessels sailing in the ocean, carrying 500,000 tons of fuel. They are iron. Iron immediately sink. How they are not sinking? Because they reach a way they was able to reach a scientific way to understand the density, that if they build it in a certain shape, if they build it in certain shape, it keeps floating without engine running. It, when it comes to the harbor, there is no engine. They put the engine off and still it is floating, because they were able to decode the secret of how to bring the density equal to the same density of wood, the density of iron, to bring it to the density of wood. Means there are in spirituality guides that they can turn your heaviness, your body, to have a density that is so light that you can fly. So they give you, as they make the vessel has density of wood and float, they can make your weight of your body through the energy that is floating around us in the surrounding and in this universe, to be able to release a power to you that make you subtle and no more density. You float, or you fly, or you will be able to be used to channel that power to others to heal them, to fix their problem, to be their master. He said, ask me before you lose me to teach you this, or else how you are going to learn it? And he said, this is the siftul ilm. I am the essence of knowledge. And this is the saliva of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My saliva is the saliva of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا لعاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا ما زقني رسول الله زقى. This is how he pushed me. We were speaking about yesterday, that before yesterday, that push, that Awliya Allah has a push behind them. They push their murids also. And I explained that Grand Sheikh, that when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to war, he used to put Maqdad ibn al-Aswad, who is one of the biggest Sahabi and the eldest person between them all, he used to put to administrate the families, administrate everyone. It's in his, as a Khalifa there, when he is out of the country. So, and he put his hand on his back, he's saying, you are my representative. And that hand was marks on the back of Sayyidina Muqtada ibn al-Aswad. Grand Sheikh showed us on his back that hand one time. He said, that is the hand that Awliya Allah receives. And it described them that they are descendants from Muqtada ibn al-Aswad. So he has that hand on his back, that he is giving that push our knowledge, that pushed our power, that secret. So Sayyidina Ali is saying that this is هَذَا مَا زَقَّنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ. This is how Prophet pushed his hand, holy hand in my back, and made me to sit on this couch. Ask me, because I have with me علوم الأولين والآخرين. Because Prophet said, I have been given علوم الأولين والآخرين, Allah gave me this knowledge. I inherited it from Prophet. Ask me, I will tell you what before, what after. He said, if the earth fold back to past, I would have made fatwa for the people of Taurat, from their Taurat, from their book. I will give them fatwa from their book until the Taurat will speak and say what Ali said is correct, and he never said a lie. And what Allah, and he gave you a fatwa according to what Allah has revealed in me. Similarly, he will say to the people of Sayyidina Isa, if I will make fatwa on the Bible, Injil, to the people of Injil, in the time of Sayyidina Isa, they would have said that Ali, the Injil will speak that Ali said the truth, he didn't lie. If I will give you fatwa from Holy Quran to the people of Holy Quran, Allah make the Holy Quran to speak through the power of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by through Prophet, and you say that the Quran will say that Ali did say the truth, he never gave you fatwa wrong, and what is revealed in the Quran. Because of one ayah in the Quran, I stopped from doing that. But I can give you what you need, what you ask. And they said, what is that ayah? He said, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا
يَشَاءُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. صدق الله العظيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase what he likes and confirm what he likes. And he knows, and he has the essence of the Holy Quran. So because of that ayah, he might erase or he might change. That's why I'm not giving that. عليها تسعة عشر.
طويلة آية. آية طويلة.
عليها تسعة عشر. وما جعلنا أصحاب النار إلا ملائكة وما جعلنا عدتهم إلا فتنة للذين كفروا ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. صدق الله العظيم.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on hellfire 19 angels for those who did something wrong. They have these 19, what you call Zabaniya, the head of the angels of punishment, 19 of them. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is 19 letters. Means every letter of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if it is read, it will eliminate every day if you read it 19 times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has 19 letters, but if you read it 19 times, Allah, with that barakah of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, those angel of punishment, every time you read, whatever negativity you have done or bad energy that came and you have done it, that these 19 angels of Munch is going to punish you by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it will release one. It will release one. It will take one away. Take one away until you are clear. That's why 19 times Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a day will clear you from the bad characteristics and bad manners that the 19 will be controlling. If it is under their list, it will be taken away. It will be erased. And from every letter of that, if you recite it 19 times, from every letter of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you one paradise. عن ابن مسعود عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابن مسعود said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أراد أن ينجيه الله تعالى من الزبانية 19 whoever wants that Allah will release him from under the punishment of these 19 angels of punishment فليقرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم let him recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليجعل الله في كل حرف منها جنة. Allah will make from every letter of it a paradise for you. And أي حماية من واحد منهم is he will save you from one of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us. Ameen. This is a continuation of what we said yesterday. Make sure that you have the two CDs together. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ